This is the brief on mobile app development strategies in 2026. You know, deciding between a native or cross-platform app isn't just some technical choice anymore. It's a critical business decision that's going to totally dictate your budget, your speed to market, and your long-term maintenance costs. First, let's look at native development. Basically, this means building separate, purpose-built apps for iOS and Android using their specific languages, like Swift or Kotlin. The upside? You get absolute peak performance, direct hardware access, and airtight security. It's definitely the go-to for fintech, healthcare, and graphics-heavy games, where compliance and real-time processing are just non-negotiable. But the big trade-off is you're managing two distinct code bases, which means higher costs and longer timelines. Second, we've got cross-platform development. Instead of doubling your work, you write one shared code base using mature frameworks like Flutter or React Native. Honestly, it's faster, cheaper, and way easier to maintain. Plus, the 2026 reality is that the old performance gap has essentially vanished for standard business apps. That's exactly why this approach completely dominates retail, hospitality, logistics, and MVPs, where speed to market and budget efficiency are your absolute top priorities. Finally, how do you actually choose? Well, smart businesses don't just chase tech trends. They work backward from their goals. You've got to evaluate your budget, pinpoint your non-negotiables, like do you need biometric security or just a standard e-commerce shop, and map out where your app needs to be in 3 years. Always have technical experts pressure test your ideas before locking an approach in. Ultimately, making the right platform choice really comes down to matching your long-term business goals with the specific realities of your users' needs.